seconds, enter your reg number now at webeanycar.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Prime Minister has admitted the cost of living crisis is ongoing as a host of household bills increase from today. But Sir Keir Starmer has promised to make good on his promise to make people feel better off under Labour. Council tax, broadband, energy and water bills are among those due to go up. Stuart Bretherton from Fuel Poverty Actions told us more needs to be done to support people.
In the broad picture, this is 77% higher than we were paying in 2021. So people just can't afford to keep meeting these bills consistently. We've got accumulation of over £4 billion in unpaid energy bills.
The Prime Minister says trade talks between the UK and US are at a well-advanced stage, but Sir Keir Starmer has conceded Britain won't be able to avoid the sweeping tariffs expected from Donald Trump tomorrow. The Justice Secretary has told MPs proposed sentencing guidelines for offenders from minorities sacrifice too much in the pursuit of equality. The Independent Sentencing Council insists the new instructions are necessary and appropriate, but Shabana Mahmood confirmed in the Commons their implementation has been paused while MPs review the proposed changes.
In the pursuit of equality of outcome for different religions and races, should we treat them differently before the eyes of the law and move so far away from an ideal that has underpinned justice in this country for centuries?
We're just hearing a man has died after a police shooting at a railway station. Officers were called to Milton Keynes Central following reports of a man with a gun at lunchtime. A man who believes Strictly judge Shirley Ballas was his aunt has been given a 20-month suspended sentence for stalking her. Liverpool Crown Court heard 37-year-old Kyle Shaw sent messages and threats to her and her friends because he believed her late brother was his father. England experienced its sunniest March on record last month, while the UK experienced its third sunniest, according to provisional figures from the Met Office. There were 185.8 hours of sunshine across England. That's 59% more than the long-term average. And it's going to continue. The forecast this afternoon sees plenty of sunshine, but it will be breezy in the south and west, with a high of 18 in the Highlands of Scotland. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And here we have today's Hall of Fame 3 at 3. We'll get underway with the only Norwegian in your chart, Grieg and his Pig in Sweet.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
And the Seguidilla we heard by Georges Bizet, the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra under Pablo González, and our Tuesday Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 got underway with Grieg and Peer Gynt Suite number 1. One of four entries for him, and that is at number 52. From it we heard Morning Mood, Guillaume Tournier with the Orchestra of the Suisse Romande. There are 9 works by Ralph Vaughan Williams in the chart at the moment. That could also all change over the Easter weekend, of course, when we start unveiling the new top 300. 5 Variants and Divas of Lazarus at its highest position ever at number 36 at the moment. A non-mover for RVW. During the 19th century, Britain had often been dismissed as a land without music. And that man, that composer, Vaughan Williams, was a hugely important figure in putting the country back on the musical map. And he dedicated himself to challenging the fact that composers, homegrown composers, were, as he put it, unappreciated at home and unknown abroad. We heard five variants of Divus and Lazarus and a great performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Their conductor was Andrew Manzi. Hall of Fame Hour is back on Wednesday morning on Classic FM from 9 with Alec Jones.
Classic FM.
Finale to Johann Sebastian Bach's Violin Concerto in E. It was Daniel Lozakovic joining up with the Bavarian Radio Chamber Orchestra to play. And before it, part of the Sender Ballet, the Polonaise by Alexander Glazunov, Naomi Yervy, and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Exactly 3:30, half an hour away from being back in the company of Margarita Taylor. And her star in the spotlight all this week is the Georgian French pianist by the name of Katia Bunyat Chevali. And she has said, when performing, the music has to fill your entire body. You have to be the music. Well, Margarita Taylor will bring you one such performance round about 6:15 this evening on Classic FM. lovely piece written by one-time Classic FM composer in residence Howard Goodall, who is also our pianist for Shackleton's Cross. Just the sort of music you can sit back and enjoy this evening.
Tonight, ease away the stresses of the day. Calm Classics with Ritula Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The London Symphony Orchestra with Claudio Abbado playing us Mussorgsky's Scherzo in B-flat on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Playing us Edward Elgar's Serenade with the violinist Charlie Seam and on piano Andrei Korobyniakov. And we heard another British composer, Holst, Jupiter from the Planets, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Simon Rattle. 9 minutes to four with Classic FM, and Mendelssohn is in a Scottish mood. Felix Mendelssohn thoroughly enjoyed his Scottish tour, went to many cities and towns, and was inspired to write a lot of music by that as well, including his Scottish Symphony, Symphony No. 3. We heard the second movement, and playing it was the Swedish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Thomas Dostgaard. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday afternoon. Margarita is with us next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious, like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra presents Mussorgsky's Pictures as an Exhibition in Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, a man has been shot dead by police at Milton Keynes railway station. Officers were called to reports of a man carrying a firearm at lunchtime. Classic FM's Shivani Sharma is at the scene.
I can see several police cars and officers surrounding the station. There's tape cordoning off the area to the entrance of the station too. At this time, it would have been very busy on this sunny day with those coming and going.
The government insists it's taking action to put more money in workers' pockets as a host of bill rises take effect. Council tax, water, energy and broadband are among services getting more expensive from today. Russia is to be placed on the top level of a new government scheme aimed at protecting the UK from malign foreign influence. Security Minister Dan Jarvis told the Commons it means anyone who is directed by Russia to carry out activities in the UK must declare it or face 5 years in prison.
For the first time, members of this House will now be able to check if anyone seeking to influence them is doing so at the direction of a foreign power. A move which I'm sure will be welcomed right across this House.
Gary Glitter has been declared bankrupt after failing to pay more than £500,000 in damages to a woman he abused when she was 12. She sued the singer after he was convicted of attacking her and two other girls between 1975 and 80. A former Bletchley Park codebreaker who is said to have inspired women in the army for decades has died at the age of 101. Charlotte Webb, MBE, who was known as